This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Prime Minister underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the PM asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS leaders' summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. PM Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, PM Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. PM Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. It was the first meeting of Mr. Abdullah with the Home Minister after becoming Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary will felicitate World Skills 2024 winners today for their outstanding achievements at a competition that was held last month in France. India has made a remarkable mark on the global stage at World Skills 2024 at Lyon in France by winning four bronze medals in different categories. In cricket, India and New Zealand will clash in the second test of three-match series at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune today, starting at 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. India will look to bounce back from their defeat in the opening encounter of the series. In the first test, New Zealand secured a historic victory over India at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, marking their first test win in India since 1988 and just their third in 37 matches on Indian soil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman yesterday to discuss the ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. The high-level meeting focused on efforts to end military operations in both regions and address their humanitarian consequences. The leaders also reviewed bilateral relations and discussed various regional developments of mutual interest. Following his meeting with the Crown Prince, Blinken held talks with Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan. The State Department reported that the discussion centered on post-conflict security, governance, and reconstruction plans for Gaza. They also explored diplomatic solutions to allow both Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return home. And that is the end of this news bulletin.